至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Another verse in Romans 8:35-37 says this: Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But no, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
罗马书八章三十五至三十七节中讲到，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Again, in 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, For this light momentary suffering is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
同样，哥林多后书四章十七节写道，我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
So what does this really mean for us as believers?
所以这对我们信徒来说是什么意思呢？
This means we can have hope in our suffering because we can have rejoicing in our suffering because of the hope that is promised to us.
这告诉我们，我们在患难中依然可以欢欢喜喜的，因为我们有盼望。
Any of you ladies who has ever had children knows that pregnancy is not very fun.
在座各位有孩子的应该知道，怀孕不是一件有趣的事情。
I don't speak from experience.
我不是根据我的经验来说。
But I know that for my wife it was difficult.
但是我知道对我的妻子来说是一件很困难的事情。
But even when she started to feel the pain of giving birth, we were rejoicing.
但是尽管她感受到了怀孕的痛苦，我们依然欢欢喜喜的。
Not because she enjoyed the pain, but because we knew that something better was coming.
并不是因为她享受这个痛苦，而是我们知道有一样更好的事情即将来临。
Some of you rejoiced when you got accepted to Purdue, or rejoiced when your children got accepted to very good universities.
在座的有些人可能在接到普渡的录取通知书的时候非常开心，也有一些家长当你们的孩子被一些好的大学录取的时候，你们非常欢喜。
But life at university isn't always very easy. We don't rejoice about the suffering. We're rejoicing at the hope of having a degree and having a bright future.
但是呢，大学生活并不是那么容易的。我们不是因为大学生活的苦楚而快乐，而是因为可以拿到毕业证书，有一个美好的未来而对这件事情有盼望。
In the same way, when a runner is preparing for a marathon, running 10 miles a day hurts.
同样的，当一个跑步者呢在准备在为马拉松训练的时候，每天跑十迈是非常痛苦的一件事情。
But the runner joyfully continues because of the hope of crossing the finish line strong.
但是他依然很喜乐，因为他想到他可以冲破终点线的那一瞬间，他会非常开心。
Romans 8:28 says this: We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
One reason that we are able to rejoice in suffering is because we have the hope that it is going to produce something good.
我们能够在患难中依然喜乐的一个原因呢，是我们有盼望，我们知道有一件更好的事情会来临。
The second reason is that it makes us more like Jesus.
第二个原因呢，是这让我们更像耶稣基督。
Hebrews 12:10 says this: For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness.
希伯来书十二章十节：生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
I think I've heard a Chinese students say once that failure is the mother of success. Does that sound familiar?
我之前听一个中国学生说过，失败乃是成功之母，是吗？
As Romans 5:3-5 talked about character, I think we would all agree that it is during the hard times in our lives that we grow stronger the fastest.
罗马书五章三到五节中提到了老练，我们知道我们通过失败呢，让我们变得更老练。
It's easy for us to say that we believe in God and worship God when everything is going really well.
这对我们来说很容易。当我们敬拜神，当我们荣耀神，一切都变得很美好的时候，这是一件多么容易的事情。
But to worship God and praise Him even in difficult times, well, that takes a little bit of character.
但当我们在困境中依然敬拜神、祷告神，这需要一些老练。
We all like sunny days, but without rain and wind, you know, the plants and the food that we eat wouldn't be able to survive.
我们都喜欢艳阳天，但如果没有风和雨，花草树木和我们吃的食物都不能生长。
We grow in character and we grow into the men and women that God wants us to be when we persevere through suffering.
我们变成了神希望看到的形象，当我们经历这些痛苦和失败以后。
I'll tell you a short story. When I began in ministry, I had to raise my own salary by asking for donations.
我想跟大家分享一个故事。当我刚刚开始侍奉的时候呢，我需要通过要求别人奉献来获取我的工资。
I wasn't very good at it.
我并不是非常在行做这个事情。
I think you would probably agree that trying to ask other people for money for your salary doesn't feel very noble sometimes.
大家应该也能理解，如果你需要向别人来要钱来获得自己的薪水，你可能会觉得不太舒服。
But I believed God had called me, so I believed He would provide.
但我相信是神呼召了我，我相信他会供应。
But after 6 months, I found out that I was $5,000 in debt.
但是呢，六个月以后，我反而欠了$5,000。
This is after 6 months of ministry.
这是在侍奉六个月以后。
I was not in the U.S. at the time, and my advisor told me I needed to return to the U.S. to finish raising my salary.
我那个时候并不在美国，然后我的老板告诉我，你必须回到美国来继续筹集你的薪水。
I felt a little bit disappointed, if you can imagine, and I was asking God, "Did you really call me to do this?"
我那个时候呢有点失望，所以我问神，主啊，你真的呼召我来做这个事情吗？
For me, this was very emotionally trying.
这个事情呢，在我的，让我在情感上非常受挫。
But after 2 days, my same advisor came back to me and said, "You're okay now. Don't worry about it."
但两天以后呢，同一个老板过来跟我说，你现在没事了，不要担心了。
And confused, I asked why. What do you mean?
我很迷茫，就问他为什么，你是什么意思？
He told me that an anonymous person had given $5,000.
他告诉我呢，有一个匿名的人是，给了我$5,000奉献。
Now, I hadn't really told this to anybody, so I have no clue who it was.
我从来没有告诉别人我的这个情况，所以我完全不知道是谁做的这个事情。
All I know is that through that time, God taught me and showed me that I can rely on Him.
我只知道那个时候呢，神对我说话，神向我显示我可以依靠他。
And that's one of those stories that I always keep in my mind whenever I have a question of God's faithfulness.
当我遇到问题的时候呢，这是我一直记在我脑海中的一件事情。
The third reason that I think we can participate in rejoicing in our suffering is because when we suffer with Christ, we are doing work to grow His kingdom.
我们之所以可以在患难中，依然欢欢喜喜的第三个原因呢，是当我们与基督同受苦的时候，我们在神的国里面成长了。
Colossians 1:24 says something very interesting.
哥罗西书一章二十四节呢，说到了一些有趣的事情。
It says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, And in my flesh, I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，因为并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。
It honestly took me a long time to understand what does he actually mean here, to fill up what is lacking in Jesus.
我花了很长的时间来理解，耶稣基督缺什么。
But when we suffer for the sake of others, with the love that Jesus has for us, others can see a physical representation of God's love.
但当我们因着耶稣基督对我们的爱而为别人受苦的时候呢，别人可以在我们身上看到耶稣基督的爱。
In the midst of persecution and in the midst of even sickness and disease, when God's people are able to have hope and rejoice, it's also sharing with others the hope of God.
当我们在患难中，在生病的时候，依然欢欢喜喜的，我们就在向别人，分享耶稣基督的，话语。
Some of the most moving stories of people who have lost their lives to cancer are people who, until the last day, were rejoicing and praising God.
那些丧失生命的，以及在癌症最后一天依然欢欢喜喜的人。
I can't imagine going through that and praising the Lord, but when I see someone else do that, it makes me think, I want that kind of relationship with God.
我可以想象他们在经历这些事情的时候的样子，但当我真的亲眼见到他们这样的时候，我真的非常希望我自己也可以做到他们那样。
And of course, when someone selflessly sacrifices for your own sake, that causes some wonderful feelings of thankfulness and wanting to know why.
但当别人为你牺牲的时候呢，你心里就会产生一种想法，他为什么会这么为我做？
There's a man I want to share a story about named Bob Fu.
我想跟大家分享一个叫傅西秋的人的故事。
He was born in Shandong province in 1968 and became a Christian in the 1980s.
他1968年出生在中国山东省，在80年代的时候呢，他信主，成为一名基督徒。
Because of his faith and because of how he was trying to share his faith in China, he received a lot of persecution at that time.
因为他的信仰以及他想跟别人分享他的信仰，他在当时的中国受到了很多迫害。
In 1996, he fled the country and eventually made it to the United States.
1996年呢，他逃离了中国，最后来到了美国。
He was finally able to live his faith freely in America.
他终于可以在美国自由地活出自己的信仰。
But that wasn't enough for him.
但这对他来说，并不足够。
He knew that there were other brothers and sisters in China that were going through the same things that he had gone through.
他知道在中国呢，还有其他的弟兄姊妹正在遭受他曾经遭受过的痛苦。
So in 2002, he began an organization called China Aid.
所以呢，2002年他创立了对华援助协会。
And the purpose is to legally equip China, spiritually and legally equip Chinese believers to defend their faith and freedom. And to try to soften the soil for the gospel in China.
他创立这个协会的目的，是旨在通过合法途径，从精神上和法律上来帮助中国人民捍卫信仰和自由，从而推动福音在中国大地的发展。
His decision to dedicate his life to suffering for the brothers and sisters in China has saved thousands.
他奉献自己呢，为他奉献自己帮助中国的基督徒。通过他的这个行动呢，拯救了在中国的无数的基督徒。
Save them for the gospel, I mean.
为拯救福音。
So, with all this, where do we rejoice?
所以我们到底在哪里喜乐呢？
Are we able to rejoice in our suffering, knowing the hope that we have?
我们能够在患难中欢欢喜喜的吗？
Do we enjoy the fullness of life that Christ is really offering us?
我们享受神给我们的丰富的生命吗？
We, because of our hope and security as believers, are able to rejoice in all situations.
我们作为基督, 我们作为信徒，我们知道，我们与神的关系给了我们丰盛的应许，我们可以在任何的境遇中都欢欢喜喜的。
Knowing that God works out everything for the good of those that love Him.
因为神让万事互相效力，为爱神的人得益处。
So at the end of the semester, as a senior at Purdue, I finally made a decision.
所以呢，在普渡最后一学期的末尾，我终于做出了决定。
I ended up in Mongolia.
我去了蒙古。
As an engineer, this was not the obvious decision.
作为一个工程师呢，很明显这不是一个很明智的决定。
My parents were a little disappointed.
我的父母为此感到失望。
My friends didn't quite understand my decision.
我的朋友呢，很难理解我为什么做出这样的决定。
But my identity had changed.
但我的身份已经改变。
I followed the best path according to what God was revealing to me.
我跟随了神为我安排的道路。
My hope was rejoicing in the hope of eternity and the hope of saving lost souls and not any longer in the American dream.
我的盼望呢，在于我的盼望在于永生，在于拯救其他世上的人，而不在于追逐美国梦。
Christ's redemptive work drastically transformed my identity.
基督的救赎工作呢，已经彻底地改变了我的身份。
I know that not everyone is called into full-time ministry, and most likely all of you are called into a new identity in Christ right where you are.
我知道不是所有的人都受呼召做全时间的侍奉，但是大家都被呼召做一个全新的人。
As realtors or professors or engineers or teachers.
作为教授、工程师、教师。
So to kind of summarize, our new identity includes peace with God.
总结一下，我们新的身份呢，包括与神和好。
We have access to His grace.
我们与神连接，可以得着神的恩典。
We have an abundant life with purpose and meaning.
我们有了一个丰盛的生命，满有目的和意义。
And we have a hope in the eternal that gives us the ability to rejoice even in the middle of suffering.
因为永生的盼望，我们可以在患难中依然欢喜。
Brothers and sisters, I want to challenge you to examine yourselves this morning.
弟兄姊妹们，现在我想要求你们检查你们自己。
Where is your hope?
你的盼望在哪里？
Where is your identity this morning?
你的身份是什么？
Are you still comfortable in the identity of chasing after money and chasing after prestige?
你还是在想着追求金钱、追求身份吗？
Or if God asked you to, would you willingly give that all away?
还是神已经询问你，你希望你把这些事情都放弃？
Is your identity in what you have done and what you can do?
你的身份是在于你做了什么和你可以做什么。
Or is your identity in what God has done for you?
还是你的身份是主为你做了什么。
This is the good news of the message of the Bible.
这是圣经给我们的最好的话语。
That Christ has given us a new identity.
耶稣基督给了我们一个全新的身份。
Christ's redemptive work drastically transforms our identity.
主的救赎工作已经彻底改变了我们的生命。
And if you're a visitor with us today, and if you don't know Jesus yet,
朋友们，如果你今天第一次来到我们这里，你还不认识神。
I want to invite you too into this new kind of life, this new kind of identity.
我想邀请你和我们一起进入这个新的生命。
A life that's at peace with God of the universe.
一个与宇宙的创造者和好的生命。
A life that's able to receive God's goodness and God's grace and God's abundance.
一个满有神的荣耀和丰富慈爱的生命。
A life when suffering is not meaningless but purposeful.
一个即使在患难的时候，这些患难依然是有意义、有目的的生命。
A full life that's full of hope.
一个满有盼望的生命。
And if you would like a life like that, please talk to me or one of the brothers and sisters in this church.
如果你也想拥有这样一个生命，请过来与我或者与教会中任何一个弟兄姊妹讲。
They'd be happy to share with you more about the gospel of Jesus.
我们非常乐意同你分享更多福音的事情。
Now, as we remember why we have this new identity and this new man, I want to invite you to sing with us, How Firm a Foundation.
当我们记住我们的新生命盼望和身份的时候呢，我想请大家一起来唱《稳当根基》。
大家一起起立，我们一起唱和一首诗歌。